Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close-Up Radio, which is a service of the Telly Award-winning Close-Up Television and Radio. My pleasure to have you here. And we welcome everybody who's listening from all around the world, our international audience, who follows along with our extraordinary guests who are doing great things to make our world a better place. And somebody who's doing that is doing some really incredible and innovative work. I'm talking about Terry Anderson. Terry Anderson is a controlled remote viewer. Now, we're going to describe, when Terry joins me, what that is and the incredible work she's doing. She's a controlled remote viewer who integrates this unique modality into many types of specialized services such as medical and spiritual intuition, as well as business, life insights, and coaching as well. And according to the International Remote Viewing Association, controlled remote viewing is defined as a novel perceptual discipline for gaining information not available to the ordinary physical senses. Terry defines it as an evolution of consciousness, where she sees into the past, present, and future. She says when she does a session, her consciousness is really in a different state. In her training, we're taught to be in a different state of mind, not in our ego, she says. She says it's taught to just get information and not judge it, but to just report it. She says all those details are shared with each person, and she doesn't edit anything out. And one of her most widely utilized specialties is the medical application of controlled remote viewing, where through this modality, she can identify an illness in others, often before they realize it themselves. She is also able to determine if an individual or someone they know already had a medical event. In addition, she offers general controlled remote viewing services for any field, spiritual mediumship, coaching, teaching, and public demonstrations. Clients seek out her services to learn about their health, relationships, life, business, future, and to connect to their departed loved ones, and lots more. She also had training in psychic detective work and assisted in a missing persons case. That sounds extraordinary. Bottom line, Terry says she loves what she does. She helps people on a deep level. We're going to hear how she does it in this next 30-minute exclusive uninterrupted conversation here on Close Up Radio. Once again, I'm Jim Masters, coming to you here from our studios of Close Up Radio, and we now welcome from British Columbia, Canada, Terry Anderson. Terry, welcome to Close Up Radio. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, Jim. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are very, very welcome. You know, first, I love to dive in and sort of humanize our guests. And before we get into the nuts and bolts of what you do and what remote controlled viewing is, when did you realize this is work that you want to do, it's in your DNA to do, you love doing, and you have to do because it's just the essence of who you are? Was this something that you discovered about yourself early on in your own life's journey, or did other people start noticing these gifts and talents that you've had for this kind of work?
Well, in 1986, I was brutally assaulted by two armed robbers and sustained a close traumatic brain injury, spinal injury, PTSD, and amnesia for 11 months. And I had a full near-death, out-of-body experience from that as a result of that. And as I was coming out of amnesia, I realized I couldn't read. and that I didn't recognize. There was two children in the home, there was a man in the home, and I didn't know who they were. And I didn't even know who I was or even what I was. I was so traumatized, and my brain injury was significant. And shortly after coming out of amnesia, I realized that I had these unusual abilities, and I didn't understand it. So at some point, I went to a conference in the States on controlled remote viewing, and there I felt that I was among my peers, although I didn't understand it. So eventually I did get training through Lynn Buchanan and was able to learn how to apply or to understand these abilities and develop them so that I could use them on command instead of it happening to me haphazardly. And that was quite a process, and it took a really long time. But what started me on that path was I had a dream about my nephew and my brother, and the dream involved a car accident. And when I woke up, I thought, oh, I should phone my brother and warn him. But I was hurrying for a trip to Arizona, and I didn't want to miss the flight, so I phoned my sister and told her and got my brother's phone number, but I didn't phone my brother, even though my gut told me I should phone. Anyway, 2 weeks later, I came back from Arizona, started a new job, and that night when I came back, I had another dream that I was on a bed and there was a child on the bed, and this bed was moving into a hole in the wall, and there was a cloudy brain and some kind of sexual feeling to the child. And I woke up and I thought, whoa, what is this? This is not a dream. This is a visit with a child, but what does it mean? And so at work, my sister that I had told about the first dream phoned me at work at lunch, and she told me our nephew had been hit by a car the night before when I had the dream, and he'd had an MRI scan. That's the bed going to the hole in the wall. And he was in a coma. So we all agreed to meet in another city. And there my brother pulled me aside and explained what happened, that he'd been hit by a car. And then some months earlier, he had been molested by somebody. And then he takes me into a room, into the hospital room, where there's a little 8-year-old boy laying in a coma, and it's the first time I ever met him. And I stood in prayer and shock, and I thought, well, how could I see this twice about this person and not even know who they were? And I stood, and I felt tremendous guilt for not telling my brother about the dream. I told my sister, but not my brother. And I thought, could I have prevented it? If you can see the future, if you're shown the future through precognition, can you do anything about it? And that was why I went into controlled remote viewing training. And when I asked Lynn Buchanan that, he took me on what I call a time experiment, where doing a session, he goes forward in time and backward in time, and you can accurately describe what is happening in an event before the event and after or during the event. So I realized that I could use this ability. And it's a very powerful ability that I have that has been developed and highly trained. And it took a lot of people, professionals, to help put me back together again as a human being. That took, a long time.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
I think the guilt carried me forward to pursue this avenue just out of respect and support for precognition, because of precognition. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. This is really amazing. So let's define what it actually is. People are hearing this and they're like, controlled remote viewing. I mean, It has nothing to do with the remote control we use for our televisions. That's for sure, folks. This is totally different. It's the only time you probably have heard those words strung together. Tell us, define what it is and maybe even some of the services that you offer within controlled remote viewing, Terry.
Well, it's a method really designed to help the viewer, which is the person doing the controlled remote viewing. A set of protocols we're taught that help us get out of the ego and access non-local consciousness. And the information gleaned there is accurate and precise through lots of training, of course. It's a written method, pen on paper, that allows a person to access our own higher consciousness or intuition. And learning controlled remote viewing, it allows the viewer to describe any location, person, event, or thing in anywhere in space or time with accuracy using the subconscious mind or superconscious mind. And what was your second question that you asked?
Well, the first was really, defining what it is and then sort of breaking down what the services are that you offer within controlled remote viewing.
Well, most of them are medical intuitive, medical controlled remote viewing applications. I'm able to help people by sensing through using these protocols if they've had an injury or accident or illness in the past, if it's current or if it's coming up in the future and maybe they don't know about it yet. And it's profoundly accurate. It's jaw-dropping. When I'm doing controlled remote viewing, it is a jaw-dropping experience for anybody who's doing it and experiencing it, witnessing it. It's remarkable.
Incredible.
So most of the time I'm using it for medical intuition, but I also use it for people in business to access what might be best choices in whatever business environment they're in. I can see into the dynamics of any business environment and people, characters, personalities, motives, actions. It's really unlimited what information can be gleaned from this kind of work and provided to people.
You know, it's really fascinating. Obviously, you've come to have this ability in controlled remote viewing. In talking about that, the traumatic brain injury, your nephew's accident, training with Lynn Buchanan. Tell us more about those chain of events and also how you met Lynn.
See, the chain of events, shortly after my brain injury, I went to another city, a big hospital, and I met with a neurologist and I explained what happened to me. I had a sawed-off shotgun against my head in this brutal armed robbery attack. Assault, and he said, when you're in a situation where you cannot escape and you really feel you're going to die, and there was like two men holding me, one with a sawed-off shotgun at my head and the other one with a crowbar in my face. That was after they beat me up, after I had this brain injury from it. And he said, at that moment, when you really think you're going to die, there's this adrenaline that peaks and cascades. And a death hormone is released that prepares your body to die. And he said, in that instant, you can see everything all at once, past, present, and future. Years to integrate all of those images. And that was probably the clearest information I've ever received from anybody about brain function. So much so that it eventually led me to study neurosciences through Quantum University. Because the brain is such a fascinating organ, and the mind the energy runs through the organs. And so when I went to this conference, I actually went to hear one of my favorite scientists, William Tiller, and Lynn Buchanan happened to be there. And I realized, or when I realized, I guess, that I was among my peers, I thought, oh, I should really get training. I need training, because I'd had so many memories that were coming true. And these were like precognitive dreams that kept coming true in the order that I wrote them down, and I really didn't have a clue. And the neurologist in the other hospital that explained brain function to me, I thought, well, there's something else going on here too, because it felt like whoever I was died and somebody else came into a different body with a different life plan, you know, with all of these future memories. So I was really confused, and I just didn't understand. Some of the neuroscience courses I've taken have helped me significantly to understand how the brain can go into overdrive, and different parts of the brain shut down and other parts of the brain are accelerated. And it felt like an evolution of consciousness. That's the best way I can describe it at this point today. Although with further training from the university, I may come to other more advanced conclusions, of course.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, you've also, it's amazing how you can integrate and apply those services, medical application, spiritual mediumship, life and business coaching, into controlled remote viewing. Tell us about how you do that, Terry. It's fascinating.
Well, I think all of these skills are interrelated, and I've had significant training in all of those skills, like spiritual mediumship. I went to, what's it called? Stansted, a college there in England, and they teach you spiritual disciplines. And that was life-changing, as was the discipline of learning controlled remote viewing. It's life-changing training. And it's so effective and accurate that me in it, because it's just, what's the best description? It helps so many people on so many levels. Like, I've saved so many people's lives because I've felt them having a potential stroke or heart attack or cancer or accident, and ahead of time, ahead of when they knew. And so this just feels like a gift that needs to be used. And I have learned how to use it responsibly and reliably. So all of the skills are integrated. They're all kind of like an interdisciplinary approach that I use.
That's wonderful. It really is. They blend and play off each other. How do you use introductory sessions and even group demonstrations to sort of alleviate maybe any skepticism that could be out there?
Oh, that's fun. That's lots of fun.
You like that question, don't you?
I do. Yeah, it's fun when a large group of people come I'll just do one person after another, and I'll give them a very quick demonstration of either, you know, something that's happening or happened in their body, or a spiritual connection to someone that's departed in their life. Those are fun. And then when I'm doing a different kind of demonstration on medical applications, I pair people up that don't know each other, and then I give them these specific skills, and they're amazed by what they can do. Anybody can learn these skills. it's just opening your mind to it and going with it.
See, that's the bottom line, exactly. Open your mind and try, exactly. I know in addition to your nephew, there are some additional stories that you'd like to share where you've utilized the medical application of controlled remote viewing. Maybe you can share some of those with us.
Sure. I was at a stationery store one day, and I had finished photocopying, and I turned around to go and pay, and there was a man standing, I don't know, 10 feet away from me, and I got this sudden pain in my chest. Just, I almost fell on the ground. And I walked over to him, total stranger, and I said, excuse me, do you have a heart condition? And he said, yes. And then he told me how he had just left his doctor's office, who gave him a clean bill of health. And as he was driving away, he had a massive heart attack and took himself to the hospital. We had a triple bypass. And I got to feel that, you know, it was just awful. It was awful pain. And then, let's see, then there was another situation where I was doing a session for a mother and daughter, and it was about them and both their husbands. And I got a really bad feeling during the reading about one of the husbands, although I wasn't sure which one it was. So I told them, because this was early on, years ago, and I told them both to prepare for a negative health event to do with one of their husbands and to make sure all of their affairs were in order. I didn't say he was going to die, but I said this is a very serious event that's going to happen. And the older lady, the mother, hit me, I think, 2 weeks later and told me that her husband had a stroke and nearly died.
Oh, boy.
So that was 2 weeks before. Yeah. So I have learned to trust the impressions, I'm going to call them impressions, of what I get. And even if I'm wrong, I don't know what the accuracy rate is. I haven't really studied that, but I don't deny what I get. That's how I've been trained, to just share the information. And sometimes I get the timing wrong because I haven't really understood exactly how to do timelines, not to the day.
Right.
But, there was another situation where I was doing a session for a young couple, and I saw a car accident, and I warned them that over the next few days, someone would hit them from behind on a specific road within that week. And 3 days later, I got a call from the lady, and she told me they'd been hit from behind on that road.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So, and, you know, these things are harrowing sometimes.
It's got to be for you too, I would imagine, you know, because, you know, when you get this information, it must be emotional for you as well. Can it ever be overwhelming?
It has, yes. Yeah, it is very, can be very emotional, and especially in the early years of this work. One time I was doing a spiritual mediumship session for someone in another country, and his departed daughter came through with information. And I began choking, and I had to run away. I had to leave the room. And when I returned to the Skype meeting, I told him that it felt like he had a daughter that had passed away from the neck, at which point he began crying and said that his daughter hung herself. And in that moment, I could feel her sharing all this information through me to her father. And that was, nobody can prepare you for that, those feelings and that kind of information. And then the next day, the very same thing happened in another session with somebody else in another town. I got the same choking of the neck, and her sister had hung herself. Sometimes, you know, people families or loved ones don't know how their loved one died, but I'm able to see it, feel it, sense it using these skill sets.
Quite amazing, isn't it? On so many different levels. And
It is. I've been accused of being the devil. This has nothing to do with witchcraft. This is scientific, evidence-based, repeatable protocols that can be used. And in fact, because of my neuroscience studies, what I'm hoping to do is to further the field of neuroscience in these modalities, using these techniques of how my brain functions when I'm doing a session for people, because it will help. Currently, I'm studying through an organization called NICOBOM, which is National Institute of Behavioral Medicine, and it's on trauma and recovering from trauma. And because trauma changes a person's brain, it certainly changed mine. And I've seen how it has changed other people's brains too, and what is required to get them back on track. And so I'm hoping to work with neuroscientists or neurobiologists or whoever is doing this kind of research, because I remember going to University of Victoria and asking a professor of psychology some questions to help me understand what was going on. This was after the armed robbery assault. And I said, I'm having all these precognitive dreams. And he looked at me and he said, no one's going to believe you, Terry. And I thought, whoa, how is this person teaching the next generation of mental health professionals? Because they're not establishing a baseline for these abilities. How can the next generation of mental health professionals go out and help people that have had near-death experience, that have been out of their body, that come back and they're different, they have abilities? There's a whole field there that needs to evolve.
Yeah, really amazing. I tell you, fascinating, really. And I know you maintain a series of notes about your readings, and you provide additional examples of stories of how you've helped others. And there's also on the website, for people to realize as well, many more testimonials from people who you've done sessions for. The website, everybody, is terryanderson.com, and I'll spell that for you. It's T-E-R-R-Y, and then Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N.com, terryanderson.com. You can learn much more about what we've talked about today, about controlled remote viewing, about Terry's passion for what she does, and testimonials from those who've experienced it, as she's very open and authentic and real, and we really appreciate that. Terry, thanks for joining us on this episode of Close Up Radio. Really fascinating and empowering and insightful conversation, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and hopefully we'll get a chance perhaps to chat more, expand some more on the wonderful work that you're doing. You've been doing it for a long time, love it. And it really makes an extraordinary difference in the lives of others. Thanks for being a part of the show today on Close Up Radio.
Thank you very much, Jim. I really enjoyed it.
The pleasure was all mine. And you be well, and continued blessings and joy in all that you're doing. TerryAnderson.com is the website, our guest. Controlled remote viewer, Terry Anderson. You may have learned about this for the first time, folks. And that's fascinating. Learn about it here on Close Up Radio. I'm Jim Masters, your host, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, inviting you to stay right there. Another great guest comes up on Close Up Radio in just a moment. Till then, for all of us, have a great day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.